AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Arrests have been made in Alabama in the shooting deaths of four people at a Sweet 16 birthday party.
Tyreek McCullough, 17, of Tuskegee, and Travis McCullough, 16, also of Tuskegee.
Prosecutors say the two will be charged as adults. Four people remain in the hospital in critical condition. More charges could be coming. It happened in Dadeville, Alabama. The birthday party was for Alexis Dowdell. Her brother was one of the four killed. Jonathan Floyd is the local police chief.
To our families, we love you. The Dadeville Police Department is going to do everything we can to make sure that we have a successful prosecution for you.
Witnesses have said multiple people began shooting sometime after Dowdell's mother paused the celebration to ask people with guns to leave. Police in Elgin, Texas, say a man shot and wounded two cheerleaders in a supermarket parking lot after one of them said she mistakenly got into his car thinking it was her own. The attorney for Ralph Yarl's family says the black teenager was shot by a white homeowner at point-blank range in the head, but miraculously survived the bullet to his skull. As the 16-year-old Yarl recovers at home, the 84-year-old white owner of the Kansas City, Missouri home where Yarl mistakenly went to pick up his brothers faces his first court appearance. Tyree Nichols' family is suing the city of Memphis and police officers, blaming them for his death 3 days after a brutal beating. The Supreme Court ruled longtime Texas death row inmate Rodney Reed should have a chance to argue for testing of crime scene evidence that he says will help clear him. The government in Mexico says the police shooting earlier this month of a Mexican man in California represents an unreasonable use of lethal force. This is AP News. An army headquarters in Khartoum burns after an internationally brokered truce in Sudan fell apart.
A live shot from the Saudi-owned satellite news channel Al Arabiya shows a high-rise on fire in the Sudanese capital, with burning debris falling from its top layers with the sound of explosions. The fighting in Sudan has seen airstrikes pound its capital, diplomats attacked, and civilians hiding inside their homes, desperate for both food and water at one of the most important times of the year for Muslims. The battle between Sudan's military and the Rapid Support paramilitary forces endangers efforts at ending decades of martial rule in the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Supreme Court rejected a Turkish bank's main arguments for dismissing a lawsuit accusing it of helping Iran evade U.S. sanctions. Ed Donahue, AP News.